Welcome to VGK Today, presented by Circa Sports, where we take you behind the scenes with the defending Stanley Cup champion, Vegas Golden Knights. I'm Justin Russo with the Golden Knights on Friday, April 19th, as the Golden Knights wrapped up the regular season last night with a 4-1 loss to Anaheim, and now prepare for Stanley Cup playoff action. We didn't know until the very end last night who Vegas would even play, as the LA Kings were locked in a back-and-forth battle with the Chicago Blackhawks with playoff seeding on the line. Now, however, things are clear, and the Golden Knights will face off with the Dallas Stars in the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The series begins Monday in Dallas, with Game 1 set for 6:30 Pacific time. Game 2 will be Wednesday at 6:30, with the series then shifting to Las Vegas, where Game 3 will be Saturday night at 7:30 at T-Mobile Arena, with Game 4 Monday night at the Fortress, with the start time yet to be finalized. There is a lot to dive into when it comes to Vegas and Dallas, especially given that it is a rematch of last year's Western Conference Final. But a series preview will come in due time, as VGK Today will soon transition back to its daily format for the impending playoff run. So stay tuned for that, as we will help take you through every step of the Golden Knights' playoff journey. Before we get to the playoffs, though, I want to take one final look at the regular season and share with you some of the best moments and biggest storylines from this year. After the break, we'll dive into those moments that define the 2023-24 regular season for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Hello, I am Kerry Buchholz, President and CEO for your Vegas Golden Knights. I am a proud board member of the Nevada Donor Network Foundation. With over 600 Nevadans waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, we can all do our part to bring hope to those waiting. I am partnering with Nevada Donor Network to raise awareness about registering to be a hero. I am a registered organ, eye, and tissue donor, and proud Nevadan. Are you? Join us at wearenevadans.org.
Listen up! Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959. Go to terribles.com for more details.
This season, like any, had its ups and downs. Vegas entered knowing that they had a target on their back after last year's championship, and they'd have to bring their best every night if they wanted 2 points. The VGK were geared up for a treacherous path, but before we could drop the puck on the title defense campaign, we had to raise a banner. And that is where we begin today, all the way back in October, with the raising of the Stanley Cup championship banner on opening night.
And now here comes Mark Stone, the captain of the Golden Knights, and he's not only carrying his stick, he's got something else. It's the Stanley Cup. Mark coming down the tunnel, and in just seconds he'll emerge on the ice near the Golden Knights bench to join his teammates who have already lined up at the blue line. Here he comes. There is a giant slot machine on the ice in the faceoff circle to our right.
The honor is yours.
Stone has placed the Stanley Cup on the table. He skates around to the opposite side of the giant slot machine, which shows all sevens here in season seven, and he pulls. The first results are in. One Stanley Cup, two Stanley Cups, three Stanley Cups. Sounds like a jackpot to me. And with that, a banner emerges from atop the giant slot machine, reading Stanley Cup Champions 2023. And a shimmering image of the Stanley Cup itself, flanked by the gold filigree, just emerging from atop that slot machine. All of the Golden Knights players standing shoulder to shoulder, arm in arm, watching this go up to the rafters. And now the bottom of the Stanley Cup is finally visible, and it reveals the Golden Knights logo. And one more big roar from the crowd.
That arm and arm, Dan, is very significant. The band of brothers right there watching what they've accomplished.
Vegas, the banner will now continue its ascent to the rafters to forever cement us as Stanley Cup champions.
Brothers in arms, ready to play together and fight once again for that special feeling in the summer. The Golden Knights didn't just tell us they were ready for the season to begin, they showed us, as Vegas jumped out to a historic 11-0-1 start to begin the year, beginning with the opening night win over the Seattle Kraken, and culminating with a 7-0 blowout of the Colorado Avalanche at the Fortress.
12 seconds to go. Colton into the middle, to the right circle, a drive, kicked out by Hill! 7 seconds. Hutton uses the boards. Out high, in the middle, a shot, stopped! And the clock runs out! It's a 7-0 shutout! The first shutout of the season for the Golden Knights belongs to Aiden Hill. 40 saves on 40 shots. They've added another to the scoreboard, making 41 saves on 41 shots. 7 goals for Vegas. Their biggest win of the young season, literally and figuratively. And they have improved on their record start to the year, 11-0-1. This one with an exclamation mark.
Vegas certainly relied on their veterans to lead the charge during the streak, but they also got contributions from players in elevated roles, particularly on the blue line. Injuries forced some young guys into the lineup, and they did not squander the opportunity. Braden Pahal, who was later traded to the Calgary Flames, scored his first NHL goal in the second game of the season against San Jose. And just 2 games later, defenseman Kaden Korzak got his first against the Stars.
Knights get it back on their half of the ice. Theodore hit. Carlson motors in. Hands it back for Howden, working across the slot. Now Korzak shooting. He scored! Far down! Korzak ties it! The first goal for Kaden Korzak. What a setup! T-Mobile Arena goes bonkers. Korzak with as big a smile as you'll ever see. And now trying to fight it back as he pounds mitts with his teammates like he's done it 100 times before. What a couple of drop passes in the zone. And finally, Korzak, the righty, approaching the top of the right circle, put it over the right shoulder of Jake Oettinger. And the Knights pull even 1-1, 7 minutes to go in the second period.
But as we all know, what goes up must come down. And eventually, the Golden Knights hit a rough patch in the road. Not only was the team simply struggling overall, but they also caught the injury bug. As we moved into the holidays and eventually into the new year, the Golden Knights had withstood injuries to several key players, including Jack Eichel, William Karlsson, Shea Theodore, and Aiden Hill. One thing Vegas has on its side, though, is depth. And once again, players had to take on elevated roles for the VGK, though this time many of the reinforcements came from the AHL and the Henderson Silver Knights. While players like Byron Fraze, Lucas Cormier, and Grigory Denisenko each spent time with Vegas this year, for 3 others, their time in the NHL was extra special. Brendan Brisson, Sheldon Rempel, and Mason Morelli each scored their first NHL goals this year with Vegas. Brendan's moment came first, as the former first-round pick scored in front of the home fans.
Penalty time expires, Malkin out of the box. Knights power play is 0-3. Barbashev comes in at even strength. To the middle, a shot, score! Brendan Brisson scores his first in the National Hockey League. And it puts Vegas in the lead, 3-2, with 10:20 to go in the third period. From the bench to the offensive zone to the back of the net, Brendan Brisson.
As you heard there from Dan Duva, that goal was instrumental in a big win for Vegas over Pittsburgh. And just days later, Brendan's Henderson teammate Sheldon Rempel got his first on Long Island.
Right shot, score! Sheldon Rempel, first NHL goal from the right wing side, and Vegas has taken a 2-1 lead. Back into the lineup today after Brendan Brisson was scratched. Rempel goes in, and from the right side, clanks it off the right post and through Sorokin. And Vegas, with a power play goal, has a 2-1 lead.
So those two guys helped Vegas get to the All-Star break in good shape and make sure they were positioned well to come out of the break at full speed. And don't worry, I didn't forget about Mason Riley. We'll get to him in just a moment. But after the All-Star break, the Golden Knights would need every bit of their effort, as awaiting them out of the break were the scorching hot Edmonton Oilers, who were riding a 16-game win streak into T-Mobile Arena and looking for history at the Fortress. The Golden Knights knew they had to bring their A-game, and that they did. And when things were all said and done, the streak was no more.
3-2-1. That is all zero for the Edmonton Oilers' win streak. It ends at 16. The Golden Knights win 3-1. Goals from Nick Waugh, Chandler Stephenson, and William Karlsson in his return. Aiden Hill stops 31 out of 32 Oilers shots, 3-0 since his return from injury, and the Knights defeat the Oilers.
An opportunity for Vegas to snatch history away from their rivals, and they did just that, with one of the most complete efforts of the year coming at just the right time. 1 week after the Oilers' win, it was time for a celebration before the game against the Minnesota Wild, as defenseman Alex Pietrangelo had reached 1,000 NHL games played.
In honor of this remarkable accomplishment, General Manager Kelly McCrimmon is proud to present Alex Pietrangelo with this golden hockey stick commemorating this special moment. Fans, for the 1,000th time in his career, make some noise for Alex Pietrangelo!
And that is the conclusion of a terrific pregame ceremony. Alex Pietrangelo will become the first player to play his 1,000th NHL regular season game as a member of the Vegas Golden Knights.
From 1,000 games to one, we come back to Mason Morelli, who shortly after made his NHL debut against the San Jose Sharks and celebrated by finding the back of the net.
Knights win the draw. Martinez to the right, Pietrangelo to the middle. Morelli scores! Quick stick for Mason Morelli! A goal in his NHL debut. The Knights take a 3-0 lead. Mason Morelli, a power play goal. Morelli, who has spent 239 games in the AHL, 16 games in the ECHL, and his first NHL game, the 28-year-old from Minot, North Dakota, scores a goal to give the Knights a 3-goal edge. What a celebration for the Morelli family here in San Jose.
Mason ended up with 2 points on that day after picking up an assist a bit later on, completing a storybook debut for himself against the Sharks. Even as some players returned for Vegas, things weren't yet clicking like they had to start the year. And those issues were compounded when Captain Mark Stone suffered an injury that would sideline him for the remainder of the regular season. With all that in mind, General Manager Kelly McCrimmon got to work, knowing that he had to make some additions to his roster ahead of the postseason. And that he did, adding Noah Hanifin, Tomáš Hertl, and Anthony Mantha to the fold, who have each since gotten themselves acquainted with the VGK.
Hanifin goes over to help. Backhand to Marchessault. Rink wide. Eichel takes it on his backhand. Forehand pass. Hanifin scores! Noah Hanifin, power play goal. 4-1 Knights. Noah Hanifin's 12th of the season, but first in the Golden Knights uniform. We still have 5 minutes to go in the first period. The Knights have already scored 4 times. Here's Hertl behind for Stephenson. Wide right, coming up through the circle. Feeds Whitecloud, he shoots, kick save, Fleury. Rebound loose, a shot, and no! It goes through Fleury for a goal! It's Tomáš Hertl, his first goal as a Knight, and Vegas has a 5-1 lead. Theodore trying to step out to the left, Pahal got in his way. Theodore towards the right corner, and Mantha poked away. Turnover, Theodore, extra pass, score! Anthony Mantha The first goal of the contest is the first goal in a Knights uniform for Anthony Mantha. 2:04 to go in the second period, 1-0. Golden Knights, the 21st goal of the season for Mantha and his first in a Knights uniform.
Those guys have been key figures in this most recent stretch for Vegas, providing even more star power to this stacked roster. For Hanifin, his short time in Vegas was enough to convince him to sign an 8-year contract extension, as the 27-year-old defenseman aims to remain with the Knights in the long term. The final aspect of this season that cannot be overlooked is the goal-scoring pace of Jonathan Marchessault. Unfortunately for Jonathan, he came just one goal short of William Karlsson's VGK single-season record of 43 goals, though his 42 goals mark a career high. No goal is perhaps more memorable than his 40th, and it wasn't some crazy laser of a shot or a ridiculous deke that makes it unique, but it came as an overtime, game-winning, empty net goal to take down the Minnesota Wild as they look to chase down the Golden Knights in the playoff standings.
Forehand pass down the left boards, Rossi heads off, and now they're going to send the goalie to the bench. Make it a 4-on-3. They want the 2 points. 4-on-3 in the O-zone for Minnesota. It's a pseudo power play, but it's an empty net for the Wild. Marchessault with Karlsson and Pietrangelo defending. Empty net situation. Boldy on the right side. Straight on Kaprizov. Back to the left side. A shot. Save Thompson. Karlsson on it. Sets up Marchessault. He shoots. He scores! Marchessault scores an empty net, even strength goal. Vegas wins 2-1. John Hines rolls the dice and comes up snake eyes. Vegas wins in overtime 2-1. 40th goal for Jonathan Marchessault, just the second time in franchise history a Golden Knight scores 40. This one is an overtime winner. Two overtime game winners for Marchessault on this trip, and Vegas, in dramatic and unexpected fashion, comes from behind and defeats Minnesota 2-1 in overtime.
Just an absurd sequence there for Marchessault, getting that goal and helping the Knights to the win, and certainly one of the more memorable goals for the VGK in recent times. I certainly did not get to everything from this season, and there were many more fun and special moments along the way that came this year, so I encourage you to head over to the Golden Knights Radio Twitter or X account at VGK Radio Network, where we will have a clip shared of today's show, and I encourage you to comment and share some of your favorite moments from this season. There was a lot to take away from this year, but hopefully the best memories are yet to come as we get ready for more playoff hockey in Vegas. We'll wrap things up on VGK Today after these messages.
Vegas! On behalf of Nagvi Injury Law, Golden Pipes, Carnell Johnson.
If you've been hurt, Nagvi is the word. Call 702.
For Han Nakvi with Nakvi Injury Law, imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
Jack Daniels has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make more of. Moments. Those are on us to create. You see, hockey fans, we only get one shot at this thing called life. So let's make sure we're making the most of every moment. Whether it's showing up for our team or sipping a glass of Jack while cheering at the radio. Don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniels.
Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Copyright 2022 Jack Daniels. All rights reserved.
I hope you enjoyed that look back at the regular season. And before we leave you today, I want to quickly just take you through some of the season leaders for Vegas in key categories. First up, Jonathan Marchessault led the team in points with 69, one ahead of Jack Eichel. Marchessault also, of course, was the goal-scoring leader with 42, 11 more than Eichel, who had 31. And lastly, three players ended up tied at 37 assists, those guys being Mark Stone, Jack Eichel, and Shea Theodore. So again, the Golden Knights begin their Round 1 series with the Dallas Stars on Monday at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time in Dallas. And a reminder for our listeners that when the Golden Knights win, you win as well. Enjoy 31% off menu-priced pizzas at Pizza Hut the day after each win using code VGKWINS on PizzaHut.com. A little bonus for you on top of a night's win courtesy of Pizza Hut. We'll have you covered for Game 1 to both preview it and react to it as VGK Today returns to its daily format in the coming days with postseason hockey upon us. Thanks as always for tuning into VGK Today. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform as we'll be back soon with daily episodes. Justin Russo signing off for VGK Today, presented by Circa Sports.